Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com. Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Welcome, AI innovators and tech enthusiasts. You're tuning into a new deep dive from AI Unraveled. This is the show created and produced by Etienne Newman, who's a senior engineer and a passionate soccer dad up in Canada. If you love what you hear, please remember to like and subscribe. You know, join our community wherever you get your podcasts. Today, we are really plunging into, well, a whole stack of fresh sources. We've got everything from Daily Chronicles to some pretty in-depth reports, and they're all spotlighting the most significant AI innovations and investments making waves as of, well, today, July 15th, 2025. Our mission, like always, is to pull out those crucial nuggets of knowledge and insight, give you a shortcut, really, to being well-informed, hopefully packed with some surprising facts and just enough humor to keep you hooked.
It truly is an incredibly dynamic landscape, isn't it? And today's material, wow, it really highlights the sheer breadth of activity. I mean, we're seeing monumental financial commitments, fascinating new product rollouts, and even, you know, look at how AI is influencing geopolitics, human cognition. It's everywhere.
Absolutely. So for you listening, whether you're a learner, an innovator, or just, you know, intensely curious, we're going to unpack these developments. We'll try to connect the dots, help you understand not just what's happening, but more importantly, why it matters. And maybe, just maybe, where it might be leading us. The big question today, I think, is as AI grew so fast, are we really controlling its direction? Or is it more market forces and geopolitical tensions dictating where it all goes? Before we properly jump in, just a quick note, if you're looking to boost your career, maybe get certified in AI, Etienne Newman has some incredible resources available. You should check out his AI certification preparation ebooks and audiobooks. Plus, there's the AI Unraveled Builders Toolkit that's got the practical tutorials, guides, audio, video stuff. All the details and links for everything are right there in the show notes at djmgutech.com. Okay, let's unpack this. So, right off the bat, our sources today jump into these absolutely staggering investments being made in AI infrastructure. At Mark Zuckerberg, well, Mad, they're certainly not playing around when it comes to spending.
No, definitely not. What's really fascinating here is Meta's stated long-term goal. They're talking about achieving superintelligence, and they're anchoring that huge ambition with these, well, colossal infrastructure plans. We're talking planning to invest hundreds of billions into new AI data centers.
Yeah, and it's not just some vague hundreds of billions down the line. They're spending on this infrastructure. It's set to jump from, what was it, $35, $40 billion previously up to between $60 and $65 billion in 2025 alone, just next year. They're talking about their first multi-gigawatt facility, codenamed Prometheus, coming online in Ohio in 2026, and then a separate $10 billion Hyperion campus planned for Louisiana. Yeah. That one can scale from 2 to 5 gigawatts and cover an area, get this, comparable to Manhattan. That's a huge jump.
It really is enormous. And it makes you wonder, right, about the strategic implications behind this kind of investment. Meta's stated aim is to have the highest compute per researcher ratio in the whole industry. That's their goal. But if we connect this to the bigger picture, there are also whispers, you know, rumors about Meta potentially pivoting its AI strategy away from the open source playbook they've championed for so long towards developing more closed proprietary models.
Wow. That would be a monumental reversal, wouldn't it? What would a shift like that even mean? I mean, for smaller AI companies, for the whole ecosystem that's kind of built so much on Meta's open source stuff, does this signal like the AI market maturing towards more closed off systems?
Exactly. That's the big question. It could create a significant barrier to entry, right? Mm-hmm. Potentially consolidating power and innovation within just a handful of these mega corporations. The open source community thrives on that shared knowledge. A major player like Meta stepping back, that could really reshape the dynamic.
Okay. Speaking of big money, Elon Musk is also channeling serious capital into AI, but maybe in a slightly different way. His rocket company, SpaceX, is reportedly investing $2 billion in his AI startup, xAI. And that sum, apparently, is almost half of xAI's recent equity raise.
Yeah, this is a pretty clear example of using one established business, SpaceX, to financially prop up a nascent high-risk venture like xAI. It definitely shows a strong belief in xAI's potential, no doubt. But it certainly poses some interesting risks for SpaceX itself, doesn't it? Considering their own huge capital needs for things like Starship development.
Right. Good point. And it's not just the tech giants throwing money around. On the political front, we're hearing former President Trump is set to unveil a $70 billion initiative targeting advancements in both AI and energy infrastructure. The aim seems to be positioning the U.S. for leadership in both sectors. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, investment is coming from absolutely all angles, private, industry, government. All right. Let's shift gears a bit. This is where it gets really interesting, I think, on the product front.
Yeah.
Especially around personalization. Let's talk about Grok. Apparently, it's getting AI companions.
Yes, that's right.
xAI's Grok now features customizable AI personas, including, somewhat surprisingly, a goth anime girl. This move definitely reshapes, or at least adds a new dimension to, our understanding of personalized virtual assistants. Elon Musk announced these companions are available for the Super Grok subscribers. Costs about $30 a month.
Examples shared include this anime girl called Annie and a 3D fox creature named Bad Rudy. It's a bit unclear, isn't it? Are these companions meant for, like, romantic interest, or are they just fancy new skins, especially given the past controversy around Grok's behavior? But it certainly highlights this evolving landscape of how we interact with AI. What's the bigger picture here, you think, beyond just, you know, cool avatars?
Well, it raises questions, right? Not just about user preference, but about the increasing potential for deeper AI entanglement in our personal lives. We seem to be moving beyond simple chatbots towards entities that actually mimic personality, which opens up discussions about user expectations, digital companionship, maybe even the regulatory headaches of managing these increasingly personal digital things.
Yeah, tricky territory. Okay, another major product launch. Amazon has debuted Kiro. That's their new AI-powered IDE, integrated development environment.
Right, Kiro. It's built on CodeOSS, and it deeply integrates AI for things like code generation, optimization, deployment. It introduces these concepts called Kiro specs for context and Kiro hooks that automate AI tasks sort of in the background. What's really fascinating, I think, is its ability to automatically generate design documents, data flow diagrams, even database schemas, just based on the existing code base. The aim, pretty clearly, is to turn prototypes into production-ready software systems much, much faster.
That sounds like a potentially huge leap for developers, doesn't it? What's the immediate impact you see on how teams might work?
Well, for software teams, it could mean a dramatic reduction in that, you know, tedious upfront work. Documentation, boilerplate code. It could free up developers to focus more on the higher level problem solving, the innovation side of things, accelerating the whole development cycle.
Makes sense. On the flip side, though, Amazon seems to have delayed Alexa's long-promised web debut. Project Metis, wasn't it? It missed its original target date. Although a company spokesperson denied it was a delay, saying it would be available with Alexa Plus early access sometime this summer.
It just makes you wonder about the sheer complexity involved, right? Integrating AI at that kind of scale. Even for a company with Amazon's immense resources, it's a good reminder that this cutting-edge AI development isn't always, you know, a smooth or predictable path.
True enough. Now, let's talk about a major open-source development that's really turning heads. Moonshot AI's K2. Apparently, it's taking the open-source crown.
He too, yeah. It's coming from the Chinese firm Moonshot AI, and it is genuinely impressive. It's surpassing models like GPT 4.1, even Claude 4 Opus on coding benchmarks, and it's scoring new highs on math and STEM tests, at least among non-reasoning systems. Where it really seems to excel is in these agentic workflows. That means AI systems that can sort of plan and execute complex multi-step tasks on their own. Things like analyzing data or booking travel arrangements. What's also particularly impressive is their new tool, Noonclip. Apparently, it enabled stable training with zero crashes. That could potentially solve a major cost bottleneck in AI development. Now, currently, K2 doesn't have multimodal or reasoning capabilities, but Moonshot says they plan to add them.
That really could be a game changer for open weight models, couldn't it? Mm. Making powerful AI much more accessible. And we're also seeing Microsoft release 5.4 mini flash reasoning. That's a 4 billion parameter open model for efficient reasoning right on the device.
Yeah.
And Google's launching featured notebooks in Notebook LM, partnering with The Economist and The Atlantic for curated collections. Oh, and Tesla. Tesla is now incorporating xAI's Grok assistant right into its vehicles.
Exactly. All of this just shows how AI is becoming deeply embedded into everyday consumer products. It's moving from the lab into our cars, our tools. Also, just a quick note on OpenAI. They're apparently pushing back the release of their own open weight model. They need more time for safety testing, which again really highlights that critical balance, that tension between pushing innovation forward and ensuring responsibility.
Right, responsibility is key. And speaking of reach and responsibility, a quick message for you listening. Are you an AI innovator? A tech leader? If you're looking to elevate your authority and reach a really engaged audience, AI professionals, researchers, decision makers, you might want to consider becoming a sponsored guest right here on AI Unraveled. Mm-hmm. You can share your cutting-edge insights, your latest projects, your vision for the future of AI, and a dedicated interview segment. You can find out more about our thought leadership partnership and the benefits for your brand. The link is in the show notes.
Good stuff. Okay, shifting gears again, the AI landscape is also seeing significant consolidation and strategic maneuvering. This really speaks to the intense competition for talent and technology out there. For instance, Cognition AI, they're known for the Devin agent, acquired a rival, Windsurf.
Right, the idea being to merge their autonomous agents with Windsurf's interactive development environment. Makes sense. But here's a fascinating twist, isn't there? This acquisition apparently followed a separate $2.4 billion deal where Windsurf's former CEO and some senior R&D folks actually left for Google, and Google got a technology license out of it, which leaves the future of Windsurf's pretty generous free tier kind of up in the air, right, since Cognition doesn't offer a free product.
Exactly. It really highlights the fierce talent wars in AI, doesn't it? It's not just about acquiring technology anymore. It's about acquiring entire teams. And sometimes those teams are splitting off in these fascinating ways. It just shows how quickly alliances and, you know, corporate structures can shift in this space.
Yeah, it's moving fast.
Okay.
Another big strategic move, this one from Google. They're finally merging Android and Chrome OS.
Yes, that's confirmed. Google's president of the Android ecosystem, Samir Samat, confirmed this move towards a unified OS. It's been anticipated for a long time. Details are still a bit sparse on exactly how it affects current users or, you know, the typical decade-long support for laptops, but there's a strong hint suggesting the focus is on productivity, which aligns with Google's separate work developing a desktop UI for Android. If you connect it to the bigger picture, it's clearly about creating truly seamless experiences across mobile and desktop, unifying their ecosystem against competitors.
Makes strategic sense. And Meta's been busy acquiring, too. They've acquired a voice AI startup called Play AI. The entire team is reportedly joining Meta, like, next week. So we're consistently seeing these major companies actively snapping up talent and tech. Apple, for instance, is reportedly facing some investor pressure to pursue more AI talent hiring and acquisitions. There are even rumors about targets like Perplexity and Mistral. It really feels like everyone is scrambling to get the best people and the best technology.
Yeah.
Okay, this next section really drives home the why it matters aspect of AI, moving beyond just consumer gadgets and software. Let's talk about the intricate dance happening between NVIDIA and China.
Right. So NVIDIA is restarting sales of its H20 AI chips to China. They're stating the U.S. government assured them licenses will be granted soon. We're hearing major Chinese firms are scrambling to get orders onto a special whitelist NVIDIA created. NVIDIA also announced a new RTX Pro GPU model, specifically designed to be compliant with American export rules.
Okay, but then NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang also believes China's military can't truly rely on U.S. chips for their defense systems anyway. because Washington could just limit access at any time. He's claiming China already has enough internal computing power for its military needs.
Yeah, and this is where the narrative gets really complex, isn't it? Because despite Hong's claims that there are reports that a Chinese AI startup, DeepSeek, has reportedly supported the nation's military using NVIDIA chips to train its language models. So it just highlights this really complicated interplay between commercial interests, national security objectives, and the global flow of this critical technology. It's a very, very delicate balance.
Indeed. And the U.S. Department of Defense, well, they're certainly not sitting idle in this evolving landscape. They've landed some pretty significant deals with leading AI firms recently.
Absolutely. The Pentagon awarded contracts to Anthropic, Google, OpenAI, and xAI. Each contract has a ceiling of $200 million, and the goal is to develop new AI tools specifically for defense purposes. These companies will provide models like Claude Gov, Grok for government, to build these agentic workflows we talked about earlier, ones that can reason across classified military data. It's a 2-year project aiming to integrate AI into existing DoD platforms for tasks like, say, combat planning. And xAI has also launched its own Grok for government suite specifically for US agencies. This really underscores the absolutely critical role AI is now playing in national security and strategic defense.
Okay, moving towards the human element now. This next point might actually surprise some people, given all the hype around AI supercharging productivity. New research suggests AI coding tools can actually slow down experienced developers.
Yeah, this is fascinating. There seems to be a real disconnect between perception and reality here. Researchers tracked 16 veteran open source developers across 246 different tasks. Now, the developers themselves expected AI tools, like Cursor Pro, to save them about 24% of their time. That was their estimate. But the actual testing showed they took 19% longer when AI assistance was allowed.
Longer. So what does this actually mean for the everyday developer then? The time analysis showed developers were spending less time actively coding, sure, but more time prompting the AI, reviewing the code it generated, and just, well, waiting for responses. And here's the kicker. Despite the actual results showing they were slower, the developers still believe the AI had made them 20% faster. That's a huge perception gap.
It really makes you question how we're truly measuring the effectiveness of AI, doesn't it? Maybe the metric shouldn't just be raw speed. Maybe it's more about whether AI makes coding feel easier or perhaps more enjoyable, even if it objectively takes a bit longer sometimes. It's a great reminder that our human perception of productivity doesn't always perfectly align with the stopwatch.
Fascinating point. Okay, finally, let's touch on AI for good with what sounds like a truly groundbreaking development. Scientists have apparently built an AI mind that thinks and even makes mistakes, much like a human.
Right. Most AI systems today are brilliant at specific tasks, but they really struggle to genuinely think like people across a broad range of situations. This new model, called Centaur, seems to be changing that. It's replicating how humans actually reason, how we make decisions, and yes, even how we make common human errors. It was developed by cognitive scientist Marcel Binns and a team of international researchers. And get this, Centaur was trained on over 160 psychological studies involving more than 10 million human responses. So unlike traditional AI that's optimized for accuracy, Centaur was specifically rewarded for matching real human behavior patterns, flaws and all.
So it actually mimics human thinking patterns, including those common errors we make. It generalizes knowledge, adapts strategies like people would, and it's built on Meta's Llama, but fine-tuned to respond like a person, not just spit out the optimal answer. That feels like a profound difference.
It really does. Stanford's Russ Poldrack called it the first model to match human performance across such a wide array of diverse experiments. Now, critics, like NYU's Ilya Sushlitsky, acknowledge it surpasses older cognitive models, fair enough, but they raise an important philosophical question. Does merely mimicking outcomes truly equate to understanding cognition? Binns himself actually agrees with that caution. He sees Centaur more as a crucial stepping stone, a tool towards understanding how our minds actually work. Not necessarily the final answer, but still, this is a truly profound development in that long pursuit of human-like intelligence. It opens up entirely new avenues for research into the mind itself.
Wow. What an absolutely incredible deep dive that was. We've covered so much ground.
Yeah.
From Meta's multi-billion-dollar superintelligence ambitions and Grok's customizable AI companions to the geopolitical dance around AI chips and now an AI model that thinks and even kind of stumbles like us, it's crystal clear that July 15th, 2025 marks a pretty monumental point in AI development and its impact.
Absolutely. This collection of sources, just from today, really underscores the accelerating pace of AI development and its transformative impact across basically every sector imaginable: defense, software development, even our fundamental understanding of cognition. The sheer scale of investment we're seeing, the rapid product cycles, the ethical and strategic questions popping up, it all points to a future where AI will continue to reshape our world in, frankly, unpredictable yet utterly fascinating ways.
It sort of challenges that initial question you posed, doesn't it? Are we controlling AI, or are market forces just guiding us? Maybe it's a bit of both right now.
Yeah, it certainly leaves us with a lot to mull over, that's for sure. What stands out most to you listening from today's deep dive? How do you see these trends playing out, maybe in your own field or just your daily life? That's definitely something for you to explore on your own. Okay, just a final reminder before we wrap up. If you are looking to elevate your career, get certified in AI, or maybe you want to start building things with AI, remember to explore Etienne Newman's comprehensive AI certification prep resources, the ebooks, the audiobooks, and also check out the AI Unraveled Builders Toolkit. All the details and links are, as always, in the show notes over at dgmgack.com.
And one more plug. If you're an AI innovator or a tech leader out there looking to elevate your authority and reach this highly engaged audience, you really should consider becoming a sponsored guest on AI Unraveled. You can find out more about that thought leadership partnership via the link in the show notes, too.
Great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and definitely keep innovating.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.